Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great, perfect love that casts away all fear, that is new every morning. And thank you for this readings we're going into now, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for just encouraging our hearts, Father God, into the wonderful reality of this new birth where you dealt with our natural birth, our carnality, Lord, and you giving us new birth into having a living relationship and partaking of the heavenly blessings that was predestined for us. Thank you, Lord, for mercy that triumphs over judgment as we partake of it, and we give that mercy out also to those around us, Father God. Thank you for your great love. We appreciate you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Romans 2. From verse 1 to 5. No matter who you are, before you judge the wickedness of others, you had better remember this. You are also without excuse, for you too are guilty of the same kind of things. When you judge others and then do the same thing they do, you condemn yourself. We know that God's judgment falls upon those who practice these things. God is always right, because he has all the facts. And no matter who you think you are, when you judge others who do these things and then do the same things yourself, what makes you think that you will escape God's judgment? Do the riches of his extraordinary kindness make you take him for granted and despise him? Haven't you experienced how kind and understanding he has been to you? Don't mistake his tolerance for acceptance. Do you realize that all the wealth of his extravagant kindness is meant to melt your heart and lead you into repentance? But because of your calloused heart and refusal to change direction, you are piling up wrath for yourself in the day of wrath when God's righteous judgment is revealed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I listen to this, I think of that scripture in James where it says, mercy triumphs over judgment. He who gives no mercy will receive no mercy. So it's so beautiful just to remember at one time we were caught up in the kingdom of this world through the spirit at work in sons of disobedience. But then God was there. I mean, if God had left us, the devil would have taken us out. So God's goodness, long-suffering, patience, and kindness was there for us, and it got us to turn to the living God. And when we turned to the living God, we were circumcised in our hearts. He put out that evil spirit, and then we received the Holy Spirit, and then through the Holy Spirit we can partake of the holiness of the works that God has made available, where we cease from our own works and we enter into his works, the Sabbath rest. And that's partaking then of the righteousness that God ordained for us from the very beginning, before even the creation of the earth. We were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless before him in love. And in that love and in that faith of God, that's where righteousness comes from. So it's not a righteousness of our own works that's like filthy rags. It's the wonderful plan and the goodness of God has come available to us, and it's a continual, it's a righteousness, it's the faith and love of God that just gets more intense and just takes us deeper into the inheritance, the destiny that he has for us as his children. So it's so important that we remember that now as children of God, the goodness and the long-suffering and the patience of God got us to repentance. And so it's so important that we also be that same fragrance. I love that scripture that says that imitate me as beloved children. It's beloved children that want to, that know they were made in the image and likeness of God, and they now have got access to God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and they stay in tune to bring forth that beautiful fragrance of faith and love and goodness to help other people also come out, playing a part, working together with the Lord. You are here to help other people see the invisible God. I love the TPT. It says we are the visible expression of the invisible God, when we are staying in tune with the invisible God, that's where His goodness can then be seen and heard and experienced through our lives being dedicated unto Him. So be encouraged, guys. There's nothing God tells you and encourages you to do that He doesn't do in you. He works in you to will and to do, so that we can be lights in the darkness as we hold on to His leading, His word, His thoughts, and His intents on a daily basis. So be blessed to know goodness, the righteous judgment has come about in Jesus paying the price, dealing with sin, taking up His authority, and making available the new birth to us through the Holy Spirit. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And partaking of those blessings on a daily basis makes us effective, pursuing peace, and so partaking of the holiness that's made available to us, we're able to see God in our experiences on a daily basis. So be blessed to know you are God's child, predestined to enjoy His goodness. Stay with Him. And if you're doubtful and you find yourself falling out into the bad attitudes and that, remember Jesus, the perfect one, growing in perfection, to stay in tune. There was times He had to cry to the Lord, to His Father, to instruct Him so that He could keep on saying, "My Father is with me. He tells me what to do and He shows me what to do." So if you're falling into darkness and you know it and the law is convicting you, then turn to the living God and cry, and you will find it and you will get that motivation from above again, because God is a good Father. Jesus is a perfect Savior, and the Holy Spirit is the one that brings about all the holiness that's predestined for us before the foundation of the earth. He brings it about in our lives and then helps us. So beautiful when we yearn, we see the truth. The Godhead is also there to help make it a part of our lives. Be blessed, because you are blessed in the mighty, wonderful love covenant of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, with the power of the angels also included in the whole deal. Amen.
Amen.